I'm Susan Young. This is the convening meeting of the KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee. The meeting is starting at 6:12 p.m. What are we, Central Time? And we're on the stream, and every member of the local station board is eligible to serve on this committee. I'm going to start by recognizing the people who are on this call right now as being the initial members of this committee. And I have had three requests for excused absences. Apologies, I am not going to go in alpha order. I'm going to go in the order that I see people. So I'm Susan Young, and I am here. Ron?
Here.
You need to say your name.
I am here.
No, say your name.
Ron Stubers.
Great. Stuart?
Is here.
Stuart Nance is here.
Great. Tori?
Tori's here.
Tori Mercer?
Yeah, he's here too.
He is too. Debbie?
Debbie Smith's here.
Great. Jane?
Present.
Say your name.
Jane Scheidler.
Jane?
Jane Scheidler. Oh, wait.
Are you talking to a cat?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Jane Scheidler is present.
Great. PK?
PK McCary is present.
Great. Linda?
Lyndon Foley is present.
Michael?
Michael Woodson is present.
Great. Adriana?
Adriana Kasnave is present.
Rhonda?
Rhonda Garner is present.
And the three requests for excused absences that I have received are from Rick Norris, Sean Kelly McPherson, and Rob Lee. Is there any objection to excusing their absences? That means that they will be voting members.
Adriana?
Yes.
According to our rules, if they were members last year, they can ask for an excuse absence and be counted like today present. Yes, if they were members last year. The three of them, I think that they were members last year.
I believe all of them were. So their excused absences are recognized. Thank you. Linda?
Yes, I was going to ask how you could have an excused absence, you know, when we haven't even met. You know, I'm generally opposed to that concept. But maybe Adriana answered a question. I'm not. Where is that in the
Recent rules is 2019, and we have just retrieved those, and we'll look at them. Let me tell you the reason for this is if you attend the first meeting, you can be a voting member during the year.
Yeah, for I know those, that.
For those who have had a conflict tonight, one, his sister died. they are requesting to be able to be eligible to be voting members of the committee from the get-go. If you wish to oppose...
Can you tell me who were... No. I want to know who were the ones that were members last year, because we can authorize those. If they were not members last year, they need to wait till the next meeting, and then they can be members and wait three meetings to vote. Who were... do you remember who were members last year? I don't remember.
I can think about... Probably Rick was not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Adriana, I would have to confirm and go back and see. I don't know.
Perfect.
Sean was and Rob Lee was. Linda.
No, I'm done. I will vote against it.
I will vote against it as well.
All right. How many? So then let's take a count. Those who, if you vote yes, you are approving the excused absence. If you vote no, you're voting against it. Ron?
Yes.
Was that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you're voting to excuse the absence. Susan, I'm sorry, this isn't in order. I'm voting yes. Tori?
Yes, Tori Mercer votes to excuse the absences.
Okay, great. Debbie?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
PK?
Abstain.
Okay. Linda?
No.
Linda, no. Great. Stuart?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Adriana?
Like I said, if they were members, yes, but if Rick Norris wasn't a member, I vote no.
Okay, so only those members before. Got it. And Rhonda?
I agree with Adriana, only if they were on there before. But with that said, what Adriana stated about the rules of this committee are such, of course, if someone's had a mother who's passed away and can't be here, that's understandable. What do you know why the other people are requesting absences?
Each one said that they had a conflict that came up. I don't know what it is, and I didn't ask them.
I would like to recommend that we allow Rob Lee to do so, but not the others, that you're breaking the rules.
What? Rob Lee is not the person whose sister died.
Oh, I apologize.
Yes. Yeah, so let's just go on with that. You've made your vote clear, and that's fine. We took the roll, elect committee chair pro tem and committee secretary pro tem. Are there nominations?
I will nominate Jane. Susan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, great. So I've been nominated to be chair pro tem. I accept the nomination. Jane. Are there other nominations? Okay, I accept being chair pro tem. Are there nominations for secretary pro tem? Let me nominate somebody who has volunteered and done it in the past, and that's Jane. Jane, would you accept?
I accept.
Are there other nominations? All right, Jane is secretary pro tem. Because we have started late and because this is an important meeting with lots to do, I suggest that we set up the election for permanent committee officers for the next meeting. Okay, the purpose of this meeting is to take the steps to initiate the GM search process for KPFT to fill a permanent GM position. We discussed it last year, but there was not as yet an adopted procedure at the national level. And we had the evaluation that we needed to get done, and we were unable to do both. There is now an approved process that was developed by the National Personnel Committee that was cleared by our general counsel, and that both implements the requirements in the bylaws that the LSBs screen a pool of candidates and that the executive director selects from the pool of candidates. And that's what this procedure spells out how to do. There are interim GMs at this moment at all five stations. So one of the reasons that there was some urgency to develop a procedure that people could move forward with was to facilitate those searches at all five stations when people were at the ready. There have been searches at a couple of stations that have basically fallen apart in disagreement. So what it is my hope is that we can approve a motion or recommend a motion to be adopted by the local station board this Wednesday. And that motion, what I'm suggesting is that it will authorize this committee to contact the executive director and initiate the GM search posting. I have provided people the, shall I just go ahead and read what I sent out as the proposed motion? Yeah, Adriana.
Point of information, it's Rhonda.
I'm sorry, I saw Adriana's hand. I didn't see yours. Adriana, then Rhonda.
Thank you. You said that we will pass a motion. Okay, I agree with that. But can you send to the entire group? Because I want to see what the process is. Obviously, yes, I want to. I want to know what the process is.
I have sent it out more than once, but I will read it.
Well, could you send?
I will read it, Rhonda.
Could you send it again, please? Because I don't have it.
And I have a second request. Can you read the agenda? Do we have an agenda for today? Can you read it for this?
You're absolutely right, Adriana. I screwed up and didn't get that part. Let me read the agenda. And we'll see if we are okay to proceed with this agenda. And then I will read the process. The agenda is convene, take roll, elect committee chair pro tem, committee secretary pro tem. There should have been in there, adopt agenda. Set election for permanent committee chair and permanent committee secretary. I propose that we postpone that until next meeting. Motion for LSB to initiate permanent GM search process to be considered at the February 12th meeting, discuss goals for the committee in 2025, establish meeting schedule, adjourn. Is that agenda, which by the way, I did send out in advance, is that acceptable?
Why do you oppose electing officers tonight? Why do you want to postpone that to the next meeting?
Because we started late and because we have, it's very important that we bring a motion forward to the LSB this week so that we can initiate the GM search process that has already lagged longer than it should have.
Okay.
Jane.
I didn't get to ask my point of information. That was a right on Adriana there. So I'd ask about the finance committee meeting whenever we were waiting to go into this meeting, because I'm curious to know, is there a salary to pay a manager? Does our budget support having a paid manager?
Yes, it does, but it is the executive director who will decide what the salary can be, what salary can be afforded. Jane.
What I was going to say was, the motion on the floor, the motion being discussed is for interim chair and pro tem, chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. It's not the actual officers, because we will spend a little more time on that. So I just wanted to clear that up a little bit, if possible. And we're not pressing forward with permanent positions.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll go forward. Let me read the proposed resolution for consideration by the LSB that explains the GM search process as approved by the national board. Resolved that the KPFT LSB authorizes the KPFT MSRC to proceed with the following steps to initiate the KPFT general manager search process in accordance with the bylaws and the PNB adopted procedure promptly once this motion is adopted by the LSB. The PNB adopted GM search procedure. Never mind. I'm sorry. I have a extra sentence in here that I will delete. The procedure is one, KPFT Management Selection Review Committee is designated to contact the Pacifica Executive Director to promptly post the job of KPFT General Manager using the Foundation Standard Job Description. The ED will be requested to post the position in keeping with EEOC requirements on websites for Pacifica.org, all five Pacifica station websites, throughout the Pacifica Affiliates Network, and other sites in consultation with the KPFT LSV. All letters of interest and resumes are to be sent to hr@pacifica.org or, and we'll provide a physical address option, and LSV members are encouraged to have candidates forward their resumes to the national office. In order to prevent bias by age, gender preference, and ethnicity, the ED will redact these submissions before providing them all to the MSRC to consider and may create a chart of submissions to facilitate the LSB review process. The proposed deadline for submission letters and resumes is March 7th. And that, by the way, would permit us to reconvene as a committee on March 10th and recommend a screened set of candidates for the LSB on March 12th. Linda.
What was that early March date for? Was that for getting all the resumes in or all the applications in?
Yes.
By March what?
March 7th.
Less than a month? We have the meeting on the 12th. If that passes, then it goes to the ED. And so you're going to be down to 3 weeks or something of getting resumes in.
So let me say, in my mind, the most important discussion we can have tonight is what makes sense as a schedule. So if we feel it's better to have a longer period of time, great. I back this up against what the current MSRC meeting is, the next MSRC meeting, and an LSB meeting. We can extend it. We might suggest that there be a special LSB meeting called. Adriana, then Lyndon.
I agree with Lyndon. I don't think that really less than 3 weeks will be enough to have, first of all, because need to be, like he said, approved. Even the LSB will approve at the 12th. I'm sorry, Jane, you have a headache? I'm sorry. No, I saw you holding your head. That way I was thinking that you have any problems. I'm sorry. No, okay, forget it. What I'm saying is we should give at least a month and a half, because in the meantime that this is being published and being sent, I don't believe that less than that 3 weeks will be enough. Obviously, doesn't make any sense in my way of seeing things.
So let me try a different... I think this makes all the sense in the world to have this conversation. We want to be able to give as many people the opportunity to put in their qualifications for this job as possible. So I think that's very important. Let me ask Michael and then come back to Linda.
Rhonda would like to be on the stack. I don't see how to put my hand up. I apologize. I'm still looking.
Okie dokie. So, Michael, is your hand back down? I can't hear you, Michael.
Oh, good. Thank you. So this is our first meeting, and am I stepping into a current that you all are already floating down? Like, has the MSRC already decided this material?
No.
About hiring?
This is that conversation. However, this material is based on a procedure adopted by the national board. We are not inventing the procedure.
No, I recognize it. It just seems to me, coming at this fresh, that we're kind of putting the cart before the horse, and that we haven't even asked how we're going to fund this yet. If you're going to ask for a pool of candidates, am I hearing this right, before April? And then with the intention of sending it on to the ED.
All of the letters of interest will go to the ED.
And we have to post a salary.
Yes, and the salary is the standard for the network. And I have sent out the job description. I forwarded it to everybody, and let's see what the salary is listed at. That believe the salary is, hold on a minute. I think it's 60.
Someone said 45,000 is a number I had heard.
I would just suggest
that mm-hmm. perhaps the finance committee should weigh in on the affordability. That's, you know, can we afford to hire a GM? Putting this thing in process as far as it will be in process, I mean, before we have our second meeting, I'm just wondering, is the ED aware of this?
Yes.
Is the finance committee aware of this? What's motivating this at this particular time? So anyway, that's just the larger discussions that kind of help me make sense of where we stand. Thanks.
I've got a couple of hands up. Lyndon and then Ron.
And Rhonda Garner.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that what you said about this having needing discussion, it's very critical that we do pick a long enough time period that we don't rush to get it out. And, you know, I'm not sure what job boards or things that's going to be put out on, but I want to make sure that can get done. And then we have, I don't know how long it should be. Should it be 4 weeks? Maybe. I mean, that would seem okay to me. After we get it out there, the advertising starts, that would be okay with me. But that's something I think we need to come to an agreement on. And as far as the money, as far as this process, Michael, I'd say that this is a carryover, I think, from last year. We were into this a good bit last year. And I guess just the year ending and, you know, having new elections and everything put a stop to that. So this is a carryover. It's not totally new. And we did look at the money last year, and there was some in there, and it'd be possible now once we get the last 3 months of financials, then we can look, we'll have a full year of financials there on one page. We'll be able to see and interpret that, and I'll send that out to everybody as soon as it does come through, but of course I don't know when that's going to be.
Ron, and then Jane. And Rhonda, did you have your hand up again?
Yes.
Okay, Ron, then Jane, then Rhonda.
Yeah, I think, let's see, first, I think it would be helpful to take us step through the process, because although it's come through in emails and in various pieces, I think just kind of a, you know, generalized step-by-step. Because, you know, where resumes go and who publishes and who decides, just a couple of those things would be very helpful. And then a question maybe for Lyndon is, so the executive director, you know, negotiates this out with the candidate. So is that like a Pacifica level thing where that person is like less worried about, has KPFT allocated the specific budget or, you know, at the Pacifica level, is it allocated?
I don't really think that's, for me. But I don't think there'll be any negotiating on it either. So it's like, I think it's going to be, here it is, take it.
It'll be offered and yeah, there right. you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Susan, I'm sure, is a lot more connected to this than I am.
Yeah, so, I do think a step, because we've got some new people, I think a step I would be helpful.
So, and I have sent things out at different times. I can recap them, and also I'll follow up with everybody. Just briefly, the executive director is the person who makes the decision and negotiates the employment agreement with the general manager. And the executive director has got to work with the general manager about what is realistic budgeting. And that's an issue at every station right now. And that's a combination of understanding what's the current situation and what are the capabilities that the person brings to the job. Let's see, what else was there? That's it for now. I'll come back if people remember the questions. Jane, then Adriana, then Rhonda.
Susan, I was just going to reinforce what you were saying, which is in response to Rob, that a lot of this is done, most of it, I would say, is done at the executive director level. And that it's not our local budget committee. Our executive director is not going to let us go into a hole to hire an extremely expensive GM. And so the GM reports to the executive director, not to the LSV. And it's, you know, it's a Pacifica thing, and we love it.
Okay, Adriana, then Rhonda.
Yeah, let Rhonda go first because she asked before.
Thank you, Adriana. Michael Woodson, thank you very much for bringing up the points that you did. I have served on the management on the MSRC before, and have watched job boards before. And the typical time for the job to be open for people to apply is 6 weeks. What kind of seems rushed is the meeting that we're having tonight, in that we don't want to elect the permanent officers. We want to give the other people excuse. Jane, I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm saying. Well, you were shaking your head no, so I was just paying attention to what I'm saying. But so this just, you know, and again, me asking the finance question. So I just really reiterate that, I would not, this is not good. You post that job for 6 weeks.
So following Adriana, I think you wanted to be next.
Thank you for coming.
Yes. Yes. I believe that all the points that were presented before, I agree with all of them. I believe that we should pass a motion if anybody wants it. We should pass a motion for reconsidered by the LSV. Authorizing, obviously we need to be sure that financially is viable, that we have the money. I believe that the only thing that we can do is ask for the job description, the job posting will be at least post for 6 weeks. I agree with that issue. And then from there, depending what we have, we will start from there, because the process is we open the job description and the ads for 6 weeks. One that we receive resumes, then they will come to MSRC. We should discuss we should recommend later on to the LSP if we want a pool of candidates from where the executive director will make the selection. But we cannot rush this. I believe that we should approve a motion to ask the LSP, to ask the executive director to post if we can pay for that. Because Lyndon said something very important before. We said that we don't have financials since June of last year. How? The decision is we made. We don't have the financials, or it's not the LSPs or the PMB, the one that managed this. Because we need to be sure that the money is there. Right?
So let me just mention, I think that, great, 6 weeks, I think that is logical, and we can include that in this. The question of how much money we have really is what is sustainable over time, given the operational capabilities of the people who are running the station. I know that's a weasel word, but it will be up to the executive director to negotiate with whatever the finally selected candidates are for what they would be willing to work for, and for her to understand, is that what the station will be able to support? We will be coming up with who we think are the best candidates, and we hope to come up with a list of five or more. But the question, all of our stations are at the moment are really having trouble, except KPFA, basically making payroll. But we've had GMs on for more than 2 years on an interim basis. There is no hard and fast rule, but that's inappropriate. So we need to move forward on the decision about a permanent GM. Ron, then Linda, then.
Tell me when can I finish, Susan, because you're
starting. Oh, I apologize, Adriana. Yeah, thought you were. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I believe that we can pass a motion asking to be posted for 6 weeks at least. But I believe that in the meantime, our finance, the same LSP in finance, we can start trying to work our budget and see if we can put in that budget the money that we need to pay a GM. That is part of the normal process, because it's up to us to produce a draft budget that include that amount of money and see if this is possible or not. Because if not, we are doing the same thing. We don't have the money. We don't know how the financials is. I think that the only thing that we can approve tonight is recommend to the LSP that we ask the executive director to start posting the ads at least for 6 weeks. And we will go from there, because in the meantime, we can work with the finance committee, a draft budget, investigate how much money we can allocate there, and we can work from there. I think that is the only responsible thing that we can do. Thank you.
Adriana, I think that's excellent. I'm 100% on board. Maybe other people aren't, but I think that's good. Ron, then Linda, then Rhonda. Rhonda.
Yeah, I'm in general agreement as well. I think there's no reason to hold off on initiating the search. So we can put the motion together to start the search. Given the time frame, it's the middle of February. That means that, I mean, it's pretty tight to make the middle of March. But if it pushes back 1 month, then that actually gives plenty of time, I think, for people to get them in. I appreciate that you are trying to sequence getting an answer back and then letting the MSRC get a little bit of time to look at the chart of information, and then so that we can go to the LSB in general right after that. In terms of the amounts to pay the person, I think somebody with a better view of the organization's overall finances is going to have to look at that. I'm not sure that, I don't know, maybe Linda, is this wrong? Is that a a thing that locally we should be deciding, or let that go to the executive director? That's it.
Lyndon.
Well, first of all, if we wait for financials, then we will wait forever. That's just an excuse to never do anything. All right. We just have to base, you know, questions like this on our past financials. And no, we do. One thing we do know is generally how much we raise in fund drives, and our expenses are low. If you've been to the house, I mean, you see, if we know we haven't hired any new permanent employees or anything. So there's a good handle on that, but we're not going to have, financials that are real, real recent that are going to give you, you know, to give you that good feeling. So I think we just have to look at the past where we stand on how much cash we have generated that hasn't been gone out the door, and in how much we have done in our last couple of fund drives, and come up with that. And now, of course, we have to look at the other costs besides just, you know, we'll probably have to, you know, look at some costs for health insurance and stuff like that. That's going to be a little add-on. And I don't know that it has to be 6 weeks. I mean, like I said earlier, I was good with four weeks, but I don't really believe the job market, looking at postings on job markets, you know, half of them are fake anyway. Or, you know, companies just put that out there for tons of reasons. So I really don't believe 6 weeks is any standard. That's just my opinion I wanted to express on that.
Okay. Rhonda Stewart Michael. Rhonda.
I fully support posting the job as soon as possible. Lyndon, I personally really think, I'd asked Lyndon if we would be having a meeting, and he said probably not because of the financials. I definitely hear what you're saying, Lyndon, but I don't think that that means that we can't have a meeting to discuss these things. You're asking us, I just don't know. So I would like to recommend that this committee make a recommendation to the LSB that a finance committee meeting be scheduled sooner than later.
Okay, there's business in the chat as well. And Stuart, and then Michael. Stuart?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think 6 weeks is probably what we should be aiming for. A couple of practical questions. Is there any budget for job postings like LinkedIn or Texas Association of Broadcasters? Do we have any money to actually pay to post this where a candidate might see it?
So let me just respond to that. The national office has said it would cover the posting costs. Okay. We need to give them our recommendations, and cost those out.
Okay.
So please, that's part of what we're gathering up in this meeting.
All right. I'll forward you the information that I have about TAB. And then I read your resolution, your proposed resolution. A little bit confused about whether there's an actual application process.
But I checked with Stephanie, who's the executive director, and I said, what all do you want to have? And she said, send a letter of interest that explains basically your concept of the job and send your resume.
Okay. Having been through this process very recently for a job that has with a radio station, you know, there's an online application that asks all sorts of questions about your status. So I don't know whether that's something Stephanie's going to do manually when she identifies a candidate or not, but an application process may need to be considered.
So let me just say that we are inventing this. This is new. And so part of we are the test run for this process, and finding out recommendations about how the industry works would be very helpful.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can find that online application, and I'll share it with you and the group. Let me speak for just a second about the budgeting process. I sympathize with what Lyndon is confronted with. And yes, it's frustrating to not have financials. The reality is KPFT manages its finances based on balances in accounts. It's sort of like managing your family budget out of a checkbook. And that's not, desirable. I would point out that on the top of page 2 of the job description, it's for the general manager position. It says financial accounting, accountability, and responsibilities. So the general manager, whoever's in that role, is responsible for those financials to be prepared and distributed, et cetera. The other thing I would say is that we can agree to pay a general manager $1 million a year, but it will ultimately – whether or not they can get, receive that pay, whether they can be paid, will be a function of how much money we raise either through listener members donating or alternative revenue streams. And this is something that I feel very strongly about, that if KPFT and Pacifica generally don't figure out other ways, and I'm not talking about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or some other, funding of that type that we have historically had the opportunity to collect. If we don't do that, nobody's going to get paid and the station won't be on the air. So there is a bit of a leap of faith, but I feel comfortable personally delegating to the executive director because frankly, if let's just say the Pacifica General GM pay is $80,000 a year. That's the number I recall hearing. That may not be right, but let's just say that's the number for sake of argument here. If Stephanie, the executive director, works with whoever our final candidate is and says, look, if we don't collect the revenues, you're not going to get paid, then there may be a conditional or some sort of at-risk portion of this person's compensation that if we don't raise the money, you're not going to get paid. And everybody should be really sober about this because things have been very bad. They're better now, but they're not great. And so, yes, it would be great to have financials that we all felt comfortable with and actually budgeting a number. But the reality is we're one fund drive away from being back in the toilet. We've got another one starting later this month. And, you know, the reality is, we've got to continue to fundraise and we've got to diversify our revenues. And if we don't, it's kind of a moot argument. So I personally feel comfortable that at the end of the day, as much as we'd all like to weigh in here and there, it's going to be up to Stephanie on behalf of Pacifica and KPFT to make a deal with whoever the final candidate is. And ultimately, they may say, you know what? I've looked at the numbers such as they are and I'm not comfortable with that. Well, that's not our GM. That's a person we aren't going to be able to come to terms with. But I don't see as challenging, and I'm saying that very euphemistically, as our governance structure is, both at the local station board, at the national board committee structure. Look, we're not all of us are going to be in the kitchen cooking here, okay? Ultimately, Stephanie's going to have to make the call and get us the best possible GM, and they're at risk for getting paid, bottom line. And I wish it weren't that way, but that's the way it is. So thank you for what you're doing, Susan. I appreciate it. There, we probably need to talk in terms of a longer search, some money to conduct the search, to post these things, and to come up with some sort of an application process. Because what we want to be able to do is demonstrate, look, we have cast a wide net. We have vetted all people who expressed an interest and you know, at the end of the day, the executive director is going to make the decision, but we don't want to leave anybody out of the process who has a sincere interest in being considered to be the GM. And I think that's what an application process might help us do so that somehow, oh, I didn't get that email or the letter never arrived. I think we've got to be mindful that this is a a sincere process, and we need to do it with some integrity. So thank you.
Excellent. Please get me that information. I'll follow up with Stephanie about it. It might be round one. Please fill out the following application. It might be round two. You've expressed your interest. Please follow, you know, and we want to follow up with you more. Please fill out the online application thing with a lot of detail. One of the things that, let me just say, and I see that there are people on the list, Michael, Rhonda, PK. This meeting is open because we're talking process and we're not talking about any individuals. At the time that we start talking about specific persons, those will be enclosed session, and only LSB members may attend, and only those who've signed an NDA. The candidates themselves that arrive at National, the information will be redacted so that there is not bias about gender, age, ethnicity, whatever. And furthermore, people need to be assured that when they're putting their names in, the information is confidential. And confidentiality is something that this organization has a lot of trouble maintaining, and this is a process that's intended to help assure that. Michael, Rhonda, PK. Let me go back to PK. She hasn't spoken yet. PK.
This is probably one of the hardest committees I've ever been on before. And the reason is that we weren't redacting names and ethnicity and things of people. We knew that, who was and who wasn't. And, you know, I'm concerned, so I'm glad of safeguards, because I would like to see a more diverse leadership here at KPFT, more specifically than any other place, especially with who's in office now and our great white fathers in Austin. I think 6 weeks is mandatory. Because especially getting the word out and getting people to apply is something that we should make anybody want to be in that position who has those skill sets to do that. So I'm definitely for the 6 weeks. I think that we need language that talks about we want diverse and inclusive means by which people could have this job, who merit this job with the skills that they have.
PK, if I may just make a quick comment, you have brought up one of the most important matters. Everyone who wants to see good people bring their names forward, please reach out. This needs to be a very open process that'll give us a lot more confidence in whoever is selected. But we need to gather as many qualified people who believe in the mission, who will put their names forward. Michael, then Rhonda, then Debbie. I'm sorry. Let me come to Debbie first. She hasn't spoken, and then Michael and Rhonda.
Well, mine's kind of minute, but where does this salary money come from? If it's costing us about $52,000 a month just to broadcast, where's the money going to come if this person, say, gets $80,000? Is that $80,000 a year? So,
yep.
So what's that breakdown?
The range, for the national posting is 60 to 80, if I recall.
Okay.
And I think it would be very useful. We need to go forward with the posting. What I'm hearing from people, we need to go forward with the posting.
Agreed.
We need to have as broad a distribution as possible. We need 6 weeks, but we should have a conversation soon with the finance committee about how does the decision get made about what we can afford.
Right.
And it is the executive director's decision. But yeah, it's paid. It has to be supported by KPFT.
Okay.
Each station needs to basically support itself. And we know that we have had cross support that has devastated the system. So we all need to be self-supporting. And what is realistic is a hard thing to decide. Michael.
Right.
So
if we go ahead and do this, and like, I can't remember if it was Michael or who had said, what if we kind of tanked again? So is there going to be some kind of road in there that, you know, you may not get paid this month?
Yes.
Okay. And so that person will have to understand that and not take any legal action against us or anything. That'll all be.
Well, I don't know exactly how those negotiations happen. Okay.
The ED does all that. Okay.
The ED does that. And basically whoever gets hired has got to raise their own salary and more.
Okay, because we've had some we've had some tanks in there before that just didn't do anything.
There's been a lot of thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael. Yes. Sorry for being Michael, then Ron.
Okay, great. Thanks. Just a couple of observations. One is $80,000 for a GM means that whatever we pay Sandy. Right.
It will not be 80.
Yeah.
It won't be 80. The bottom of the range is 60 to 80, and there may be a negotiation lower.
Right. And I know, our former, GMs made 70 or so, right back in the aughts.
75, I think. And, we need to not get into specifics, but I think in the past it's 75 or 80.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to bring up the specifics, but I don't think it's a good idea to go forward if we don't look at the budget and we don't figure out.
Agreed. What I'm just meaning is we can't talk about what any individual is making or has made.
No, that's why I said former GM, and that's public information. Yeah. Also, I know that in 3 years' time, we've socked away $175,000. So what you're doing is taking 80,000 of, or whatever.
Not 80.
60 or, you know, but it's still a good chunk. And my last hesitation, I'm sorry to be a downer here. If I am, I don't mean to be, and I'm sort of stepping in it midstream. But the last thing is, you know, looking at the budget with regards to the other salaries that we have, such as, program coordinator slash director and, our tech person. And, you know, in short, can we afford it? So, I think
Michael, you bring up the excellent point, which is it's not just this single position. And it's already been brought up that there, you know, health benefits and blah, blah, blah. It's the question of how do you build and pay for a team?
Yeah. Right.
So it's a difficult decision to make for sure.
And my last point is the message that we're sending if we, offer a salary that's, you know, way below market value, you know, and it makes us look desperate as a organization. I think we should consider these things. That's all.
So the job posting is the standard job posting. Okay. It's the one across the system. So we're not signaling anything other than this is a standard GM posting. Okay. Tori hasn't spoken before. Tori.
Unmute. Okay. And start video. Okay. I agree with PK that, you know, we need to be a lot more diverse. At KPFT specifically, just on the listener side, you know, like what comes through the radio speakers, you know, we need a lot more diversity. But that being said, I'd think that both merit and diversity would be obvious to anyone on anyone's resume, just in the list of professional accomplishments that they're putting out, even if that demographic information is not stated objectively, you know, on the what we get to review. I mean, you know, things are going to stand out. I'm done.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes, obviously this conversation shows that we are almost at the same page, all of us. And I agree with all the points that everybody brought. What I'm saying is that's why we need to keep meeting and keep discussing this and talking among us. But I think that the idea is we can pass now a motion to the LSP, asking the LSP to ask the executive director to open a search, and then we will see in the meantime how this develops, but open the search and give that search at least 6 weeks since this is posted. Because like you said, we want to have the opportunity to have all the people that want to apply, and in the meantime, we can work the rest to see, like we said, we will not set the salary. That will be set from the national office. The executive director will do that. We will not set that, but we can talk among ourselves how, what we need to do. Because like somebody said, and I agree totally, we need, it's not only a GM. We need a whole team that moves the station. Those are all conversations that we need to have and be sure that we can develop in the meantime a budget and how we will reach that, how we will pay that. Because remember that even when somebody said, we can ask the people that we hire, what happened if we don't have the money? Remember that once that an employee signed a contract, we are liable for that, okay? We cannot say the people saying, okay, if you don't have the money. No, the reality is once that we sign the contract, that people will ask for their money. You know, we need to be sure that we develop something that is possible for us. And that's why I want to ask to pass a motion now to the LSP saying that the LSP will ask the executive director to open the search and give 6 weeks since the moment that the ads are posted to, I mean, the deadline, if you want, for receiving applications. That is what I think that we should pass right now, and we can ask the LSP to send that. That is my motion.
No second is required, and I think you've made a very clear, simple statement of that motion. Is there any objection to the motion brought forward by Adriana that we, oh my goodness, the dog, I'm sorry, I'm a nut job about that, that the LSB is agrees to contact the executive director to initiate the GM search process with a 6 week deadline for submissions. Is there any objection to that? Sounds good. We're still, and then I think also another thing that we're talking about is meeting again for several purposes. One, to discuss, maybe there's a joint meeting, finance and MSRC, where we talk about what does the budgeting look like around this. And also, at a future meeting, to, nominate officers for this committee. Debbie, then Lyndon.
Yeah. Where is this actually posted, or how is it posted?
Okay. It's posted by the national office.
Okay.
And it will be posted. So we're going to make recommendations. Stewart gave recommendations, but it will be posted on the Pacifica.org, on all five stations in the network,
Okay.
Across 250 affiliates.
Okay.
And in industry publications.
Okay. Is there a stipulation that the GM has to be in our local area?
No.
No.
Ew. Well, part of the negotiation process, you know, would be if somebody's in Kenya and they say, boy, I'd love to live in Houston. You know, you might not say that's not a good fit.
If somebody lives in, you know, Oklahoma, say, and they're our GM, you know.
No, understood. That is part of the consideration for us in developing a pool of candidates. It'll be familiarity with us.
Yes, yes.
Because that will be a very important matter, is the familiarity with us.
Right.
But there's
right.
also a cost factor. It's not like we're doing, you know, it's not like we're, you know, IBM or whatever, and we
can say,
compete with the biggest CEO.
But that's what I just couldn't understand is it seems like to me they should be local.
Well, we will.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on our own website.
Okay.
Stuart has recommended the Texas broadcasters.
Right, right.
Place
right.
To post.
I mean, as far as the general manager being living where they live, I mean, let me
bring up an idea. Let's say that there was somebody who was from Houston, lived and worked someplace else for a while, wants to come back.
Right,
no
right.
Pacifica. Okay, so there are lots of possible stories.
Yeah, just so that we got a body that comes to the station, you know, that just
doesn't
do.
No. It's not, we are not looking to hire a remote GM.
Okay,
period.
You cleared it. That's good.
Okay, just hip to what I thought your concern was.
Yeah, that's kind of, I didn't want somebody to be, you know, on the keyboard with us. I like bodies, you know, that you can see and our listeners, if they're out and about,
you can stay and punch, right?
Right, right. And you know, when we have things, if the general manager showed up, that would be cool. Instead of, oh, well, you know, he lives wherever, she lives wherever. Okay, I like that.
Great, Linda.
Yes, Michael brought up a good point a little while ago. He mentioned how much money we have in reserve at KPFT. And I was going to say a much smaller number, you know, somewhere around 100, 125,000. But we will hear that again in the report. And as a matter of fact, Michael might have got it out of the report that the IGM sent us just a couple of hours ago. But that is reported every month how much money we have in the bank. I went back and looked at the numbers through June, which is a 9-month number. It's we're positive $111,000. That would extrapolate out to like $150,000 for a year and budget. Now, I think we all want to get our budgets done and approved by like August or something. And I'll work back from there as when we should start it. But it's something we don't want to start too soon because because time, things can happen between now and then. So you want to be as close to that time period as you can be. And also, we had a situation at the national level where we had some budgets, and within a month, they were no good because they told us, oh, yeah, we'll pay central services. And then a month after we approved the budget, they weren't paying central services. So I called that performative budgeting. And that's not what we do. But that, you know, just saying, oh, you know, believe me, we will have the money, will be there in the budget, or we, you know, or hopefully the ED wouldn't do this and we would not, you know, we would revolt if we didn't, you know, have a semblance of faith that we will have the money that we're going to be offering. That's my 2 cents. Thank you.
Madam Chair? I have Bob Garner on my phone because he cannot communicate. Do you want to talk to him? Bob, you can talk to the people. He's on my phone.
Oh, I'm so Bob? Glad. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, is it Lyndon Foley talking?
That was Lyndon.
Huh?
That was Lyndon talking.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I can't find a way to get in the meeting. Huh?
Well, Robert, I'm glad you can hear. I think that we've had a very good discussion. I think that we have some pretty strong agreement that we're going to, that the committee is going to recommend to the LSB on Wednesday that the LSB contact the ED to initiate a permanent GM search with a 6-week posting. And we have recommendations about how to make sure that the posting is in appropriate places. We also agreed we need to meet again soon and have discussions around the question of what can we afford and how does this fit into our budgeting process. We also agreed that we need to meet again soon and nominate officers for this committee. I don't know what soon looks like. How about, would it make sense next Monday or the Monday after? What do people prefer? I suggest we do 2 weeks, and the reason why I tell you is, Lyndon, why don't we see what we can get from National about, financial information, and then see if there can be maybe a joint meeting of the Finance Committee and the MSRC. How does that sound? Are we all okay to meet again 2 weeks from today? Okay, Stuart, got your hand up.
Yeah, I think we can meet in 2 weeks. Just a point of procedure. I don't know that we can call it a joint meeting with the Finance Committee because they haven't convened yet. I'm not familiar with all the nuances, but that may be a problem if you characterize it as a finance official meeting. Maybe Lyndon has 2 cents to add here.
Yeah,
he's the finance guy. He has 2 cents to add.
Yeah, there you go. I was thinking about that as you said it, and maybe we would just meet a half an hour early. of course, it means probably most people on the Finance Committee will be on the MSRC also, but here or there, but we could probably make it just a half an hour early. Finance Committee convene, get a chair, chair pro tem. And as Rhonda was asking why we haven't gone on with the permanent chair tonight. Last time we had a meeting, people were insisting that we don't have a permanent chair. I mean, last time on the Finance Committee, as I remember it, Adriana, you may correct me, but as I remember it, they didn't want to name a permanent chair the first meeting. And we actually never did name a permanent chair, but we made it through. So.
I would like to just say, I think that this has been an incredibly productive meeting. It's a tough bunch of issues about the conversation that has happened. Robert, welcome, welcome. And if there are no other critical questions, I suggest we angle our way towards adjourning. Debbie.
If the meeting is 2 weeks from now, would that be February 24th?
Monday, February 24th.
Okay. Well, I know I already know I can't be there because I'll be out in the middle of a horse field somewhere because I'm going to be on the trail ride.
Okay.
If I got internet, I could get on, but I doubt it. I'm out there with the cow patties and the horse patties.
Oh, that's so great. Adriana?
Yes, Lyndon, it's okay. You said, do you want us to meet, like, instead of 6:30 to give, the 6 hour to the finance, then you have that half an hour, and then we can meet 6:30? Do you see? I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking something like that. Yes.
Okay. Then we will put it for everybody agreed with the 24th at 6:30 p.m. because at 6 probably Lyndon will convene the finance. Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good. Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning at 7:22? Hearing none. Thank you. A lot of great work. Okay. Okay, guys. All systems go.
So thank February you. 24th at 5:30 or 6?
Six o'clock. 6 o'clock, Brenda, for the finance and 6:30 for MSRC.
Okay. Well, if I'm available, but it will be recorded, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll get with you, Susan, and find out how to do that. Cause literally I know I may not have internet.
You may have cow patties. Okay,
yep,
girl.
A whole week. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You can call Debbie.
Yes.
You can call if you don't have internet, but you can do like Robert did now. You can call any of us and we can put you through the phone and at least hear. That is not a bad idea. I mean.
I don't know.
Yeah,
phone'll work. I've never done that. I'll have to have Brendan kind of show me how to do it.
Okay.
All right. That'll work. Then I can get on because I do have phone. I just don't have any other. Sometimes it's a spotty phone, but I'll try. But thank you for that insight.
Does anyone know the date of the KPFT birthday party by any chance? I couldn't find it on the website.
I don't think they've got the date yet. Let me look. Hold on one second.
I think there is. I thought it was in the development and outreach meeting minutes.
Okay. Yeah, let me see. I'm looking through Teresa's.
That's okay. I'll look at the meet.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think it was in those minutes.
Okay, thank you.
No, I don't see the date.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Bye, everybody. Oh, hey, if you get the chance, go ahead and send your NDA in so you could be in on those big discussions later, right? You can send them to me any way you want.
I think I've done my NDAs. I'm pretty sure I'm all up to speed on everything.
we've got the new one this year. Take a look.
Yeah, I just did mine. I just did mine not too long. Well, so you have to do one every year? Oh, okay. Well, then
they've updated it. So they're requesting that you send it in. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I will get right on that too.
If you can't find it, let me know. I'll forward it to you.
Yeah. Cause I'm still on the board one more year, I think. So I will check on that and find out and definitely get that so I can vote.
Excellent. All right. Thanks everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye bye.